The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. The Champions of the People Injury Show. We call ourselves Champions of the People because for over 30 years we have championed people's causes and helped them put their lives back together again and help their families. As we said many times, when you have an injury, it not only affects you, it affects your entire family structure. Sometimes it's the breadwinner, sometimes it's not. Doesn't matter. The entire family structure is affected, sometimes devastated, always affected. It's very serious, and it's also serious that you need to know what to do, what the steps are, what your protocols are, what the game plan is. You need a legal game plan. And as you know, we've written a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get our book free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. All of these podcasts and shows are there, and there are tips there as well. And when you go to championsofthepeople.com, right away you can click on a button to listen to and understand and learn what you need to know and do before you have the very first phone call with an adjuster for the at-fault party after an accident. Because believe Brad and I, they try to take advantage of you right there. You will learn what to do. You will learn what to say. And also, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we've got a button right there, easy to find, that you can hit for a quick checklist and a quick review of what you need to do and know before you talk to the adjuster or before they call you. Sometimes they just call you out of the blue. You're having an accident and they call you out of the blue and you're caught by surprise. They have their scripts. They're well-trained. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. This is the Champions of the People Injury Show. Today, we're talking about the subject of whiplash. What is whiplash? How does it work? How do the insurance companies treat it? How are you injured with whiplash? How does it happen? What's the mechanism of injury? All these things are very important. But what the insurance company knows, what the insurance company tries to do with whiplash is amazing. We will teach you today. So, Brad, let's talk about whiplash to begin with. The insurance companies for years have kind of used it as a dirty term, sort of a vile term. You suffered whiplash. Nobody's going to believe you. What is whiplash?
Well, it probably ranks in my mind as maybe the second most misunderstood injury that you get from a car crash. The first, obviously, being a closed head injury that nobody ever believes. And then you have whiplash that everybody, if they believe you have a whiplash, they believe it's going to go away in 2 weeks. And if it hasn't gone away in a couple of weeks, you must be faking. One of the reasons may be because to a degree, everybody has whiplash sometime in their life and they encounter it if they're very active at all. It's an easy injury to get. And it's one that you still can't necessarily see on x-rays. You can't see it. So it's once again one where you just assume the person has to be, if they've got it, they have to recover. They have to be recovering within a couple of days or within a couple of weeks. And nobody pays attention to it. The thing is we have degrees of whiplash. And because we have degrees of whiplash, you have to pay attention to how badly the person was hurt. The other thing is that we obviously fail to understand that the degree of whiplash you can get is not necessarily dependent on how badly the car is damaged. And a lot of times not even is it dependent upon how much the speed is of the vehicles, because there's a lot going on in whiplash injury. And some of it is disc and bone problems that needs to be the subject matter of an MRI or an x-ray. But most of the time, it's something that people say, it'll go away. Don't worry.
The insurance companies rely on that, and they rely on these studies that say that most people, those are the key words, listen to those words, most people get over this within 2 to 6 weeks. So why didn't you? So what's your problem? And the problem is a large percentage do not get over it. So they tried to make it look like it's a made-up diagnosis. It's a made-up fake because you went to the emergency room. The doctors at the emergency room give you an MRI of your neck. It was normal. It was not remarkable. It was negative. It didn't show anything. They give you x-rays, and those same things were normal. So the insurance company then takes a position that this doctor's diagnosis of sprain strain, which we covered in our diagnosis show, the sprain strain, this whiplash, doesn't really exist. It's almost like fibromyalgia. If you've ever had anybody in your family have fibromyalgia, there's no definitive scan or test that's going to prove fibromyalgia. Same thing with TBI. Brad just mentioned that, traumatic brain injuries. Well, we all know that they denied they existed. They didn't exist. They're not real until everything broke out with the NFL. And now there's all kinds of protocol and treatment available, and it's well known and suddenly accepted that traumatic brain injuries occur, but you couldn't see them. You see the symptoms. You experience the symptoms. It changes and alters your life, but you don't see them. And so, and Brad made just a good point. I'm going to ask him to expound on here in a little bit, because when you have a whiplash, you know, you got to look at the symptoms, but it can affect other parts of your body. The insurance companies want you to say, or want you to believe, that it's just a muscle injury, should just go away, it's no big deal, we're not going to pay you for it. But sometimes you get very debilitating consequences or related symptoms to the whiplash.
You certainly do, and it's something you have to pay attention to. Another problem a lot of times you come into is a whiplash may not show up for maybe 24 hours, maybe even longer, after the crash has occurred. And once again, you're going, well, why would that happen? And the body's reaction to an injury is different with every person. The body's reaction to an event is different with regard to every person. So you cannot just believe that, hey, if it didn't show up immediately, or if you weren't hurting within an hour, then by gosh, you couldn't have been hurt. That's just plain wrong. Whiplash symptoms are numerous. They can be very complicated. They're long-lasting. And they can be very hard to diagnose, really. It's a disorder that needs to be dealt with appropriately. A lot of times people relate it to a stinger, or they relate it only if you've had a concussion. They don't understand that you can have radiculopathy with it, which is a pinching pain down into your arms and radiating into your shoulder. That shoulder injury could be, or that shoulder pain could be, a whiplash injury. So you have to understand that whiplash has many, many different symptoms that you have to pay attention to. And when they come up, you have to pay attention when they come up, because a lot of times, just because they haven't been there right away doesn't mean you didn't get a whiplash injury. And how you're going to react to treatment is very difficult to determine also.
You and your attorney need to understand the mechanism of injury. That's important to be able to prove how this happened, how this whiplash incident occurred. But further than that, you and your attorney need to understand the medicine. Most people don't go to medical school. You need to understand the medicine and prove the medicine, such as you have whiplash. Certainly your muscles are involved, or ligaments involved, most likely. Many times it's neurological involvement as well. Brad just talked about radiculopathy, radiating pain. But if you don't know these concepts, and if you don't understand what whiplash can do, do not let the insurance company convince you had whiplash. We're not going to pay you. We can't see it. Your films are negative. You're good. You're just making this up. You have what they call all the time about secondary gain, meaning you're just in this thing to make a claim, to make money. You're not really hurt. You're not really injured. However, now you've been treating 6 months, a year. You have unrelenting headaches. You have neurological signs and symptoms, and they just won't go away. And you are not going to let them win this war. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Brad, let's talk some more about these symptoms of whiplash. You've got, you have neck pain and stiffness, and it goes on and on. But let's tell people what they are so they can recognize them, and so that you will not let the insurance company take advantage of you.
Well, and exactly, and it is important. The neck pain and stiffness is one that normally is going to come on fairly soon after you've experienced the mechanism of injury, and we'll get into the mechanics of how the whiplash occurs and why it's occurred a little later. But you're going to have neck pain and stiffness, and you're going to notice the pain is worse with movement, which is a difficult situation because a lot of times the best way to deal with that injury with the whiplash is to have movement. But yet it hurts so much with the movement that you end up finding yourself holding it yourself very stiff and rigid. Loss of range of motion in the neck, and you notice that you can't turn your neck to see one side or the other of what's going on in your life. Headaches, a lot of headaches that a lot of times are going to start at the base of the skull. They're going to work their way up, and you're going to have them on the back of your head and into your head and into your forehead. Other times, it's just going to be there under your forehead. Tenderness or pain in the shoulder and upper back or arms, and that's a one that's really surprising for people because they're going, how can pain in my shoulder be the result of a whiplash? Well, it's there. You can have tingling in the numbness in the arms, tingling or numbness in your arms, and believe it or not, fatigue and dizziness. Both those symptoms are symptoms that you also may face some problems. You're going to be tired, and a lot of times that's going to be associated with the restrictive function you have in your body, and you're going to have dizziness from the whiplash. And then people can also have blurred vision and ringing in the ears. That's another one that a lot of times you don't necessarily associate with whiplash. Sleep disturbances, irritability, difficulty concentrating, memory problems, depression. All those are symptoms that you may very well be facing with a whiplash.
So you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Both Brad and I have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims and their families. Today we're talking about whiplash. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. You can download our books, an e-copy free. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We're here for you. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your med pay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the med pay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. The Champions of the People Injury Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We are attorneys. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our law firm has been established since 1984, and we practiced law before that. Brad and I practiced in another firm before we formed our own firm in 1984 to help people, to educate people, and get you through and help you navigate this insurance maze when you've been injured. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. And I'll tell you what, when you come in to see us, you're going to get a free initial consultation, a significant, meaningful, free initial consultation. Not just, hi, how are you, and let's just go forward. You need to understand, we make you understand, we teach you, we educate you, so you know what your legal game plan is when you walk out our door. That simple. And if you don't know the legal game plan, you're heading down the wrong path. 303-795-5900. Whiplash, that's our subject for today. Don't you ever let an insurance company take advantage of you or say, well, you just suffered whiplash. Tell you what, we're going to pay you $500 for your pain and suffering, and we're going to pay your medical bills. That's not acceptable. What is acceptable is to fully understand the comprehensive diagnosis a neck sprain, strain in the emergency room. As we've taught you before, that's the initial diagnosis. That's not the final diagnosis. Just because your x-rays and films and MRIs and CT scans were negative and didn't show anything, the resolution of those tests are such that they likely won't show many things. And so, but the insurance companies rely on it. You had an x-ray, you didn't have any broken bones. So you need to understand the symptoms of whiplash, but how do you prove this? How do you go about proving this to the insurance company who doubts? They doubt traumatic brain injuries because they're invisible. They doubt whiplash because it's invisible. Okay, so sometimes with whiplash, Brad, you can have other anatomical structures and body parts in your body that are affected. You can have neurological nerve issues. You can have ligaments. You can have tendons. You can have muscles. You can have neurological headaches, all derivative from whiplash.
Well, certainly, you're going to have these problems. The longer they last, the more you should be realizing that you may have a problem. You may have a problem that needs immediate attention. Actually, you should have gotten immediate attention when it was happening. Severe pain. And I want people to understand, these are the type of injuries that may come not necessarily from a car crash. It can come from a slip and fall. If you fall backwards and your head goes through the same motions, that we'll talk about the mechanism of injury again in a little later. But if you fall, yes, you can easily have the same type of injury. Sports injuries, these are sports injuries too. And of course, those aren't something that we necessarily would be saying there's a dynamic for being able to recover any kind of loss. But the sports injuries occurred. These occur in skiing injuries. There's a lot of times you're facing a potential problem with a whiplash that has to be paid, that you have to give attention to. When you notice severe pain and neck instability, it's really time to start pushing your doctor and your physical therapist and your chiropractor into doing more for your injury. Now, once again, let's everybody pay attention to the fact that your emergency room doctor is probably going to totally ignore a whiplash. Unless the emergency room doctor thinks that you've got it bad enough and severe enough that it could lead to some kind of paralysis or a potential life-threatening, if not immediately stabilized, they're probably going to ignore that injury and that pain and that problem. The emergency room doctor is not even going to pay attention to it. It's going to say, go see your primary care physician, go see a chiropractor, go see a physical therapist, go see someone else. But you can still have severe pain and neck instability. Now, when that pain and tingling and numbness and weakness starts to radiate into your shoulders and your arms or your hands, it's time to start thinking about missing work. It's time to think about doing what it takes to get away from whatever you're doing to go see the doctor, because now it's time to interrupt your normal life and get to see the doctor. If you start noticing problems with your balance and your coordination, this can be from whiplash. You can also have problems with mental issues, increased irritability and depression, trouble sleeping. And, sometimes you got to watch. You're going to maybe associate the trouble sleeping with a pillow or with a problem in the neck, and you're going to change the pillows and you're going to change your angles and how you're sleeping. Well, it's still something that you have to pay attention to, because the whiplash may be causing the trouble. Reduced concentration, changes in behavior, drastic changes can occur.
You know, a lot of these injuries and the symptoms Brad was talking about overlap into other potential diagnoses. That's why your initial diagnosis is not the final diagnosis. That's why you will never let the insurance company convince you of this. And you'll never let them say, well, it was just whiplash. So you must be making this up. You must be faking it. And so we're not going to pay you. You have to be able to prove this, but to be able to prove it, you and your attorney need to understand the medicine. And Brad has just gone over a lot of symptoms. You know, we talk about rapid acceleration and deceleration of the neck in an accident or trauma, slip and fall. That's the mechanism of injury. But, you know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg today. I mean, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will help you. You can get a free initial consultation, a meaningful free initial consultation. We will help you understand the medicine and how you need to navigate the insurance maze legally. So you need attorneys that understand the medicine. You know, let's talk about flexion and extension a second. When the neck is initially forced into extension, it causes a stretching of what they call the flexor muscles, including the SCM and including the front of the neck, right? We have to know this. This is how you prove it. This is just one of the ways. There's many ways to do it. It also has a jamming of the facet joint. You have to know what a facet joint is and how it affects you. Facet joint injuries don't show up on films, right? So you have to know that. It would be at the back of the spine. When the head forcefully moves into flexion, so you have extension and you have flexion, that causes a whole host of different symptoms and problems and issues. It causes a stretching and tearing of the extensor muscles, including the cervical, extensors, traps, and suborbital muscles. So, bottom line, whiplash, not just a generic term, very debilitating. And if you've had it, and it won't go away, it can be very debilitating. You understand the medicine. You understand the mechanisms of injury. You understand what you need to do to prove this. And you're not going to let the insurance company win this war, and you're not going to accept an early, quick settlement just because the insurance company says you have whiplash and therefore we're not going to pay you.
Well, and that's the danger. The danger is huge because if I said to somebody, okay, a person's been in an accident and they're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, and weakness and radiation in their arms and shoulders and hands, that they have trouble balancing and they have trouble with coordination, and they're having mental issues, they have increased irritability and depression and trouble sleeping, reduced concentration, and changes in behavior, drastic changes in behavior. Anybody listening to that would say, well, you got to get them to a doctor, and this is going to take a lot of work, and this could be a very significant injury, and it's a very significant injury. And then if I said, well, and people are going to be saying this is a terrible situation that happened to this person. Then if I turn around and go, well, they suffered whiplash, people go, oh, it's just whiplash. Well, what are we concerned about? So you have to understand that whiplash has degrees of injury, and what we label whiplash can be just so, so different depending on the person and depending on what's happened. You know, Gary, you were talking extension and flexion of the head, and we'll go over what goes on and how that happens in an accident. But extension is basically where your head is being forced back, and I want you to act like you're sitting still or you're standing still, and you're trying to look up at the sky. And as you're trying to look up at the sky, that's when you're, and as I'm doing it in the studio, it makes me my voice come in and out on the microphone, but you look up at the sky, and you look up at the sky very, very, very high, very far back with your head, and it's been forced back by a force, slammed back, and that's extension. Extension is what happens when you're first rear-ended. Extension a lot of times is what happens when you fall. These things occur. Okay, then you have the flexion. And the flexion is your head then smacks back into place and goes all the way down to where your chin almost touches and can touch your chest or touches your neck down below your neck. And you're being thrown that way. Your head is being thrown back very rapidly and forward very rapidly. And that's a huge, huge movement that's going to cause muscles and ligaments to be strained and to be sprained. It can easily, I want you to think about how your skull is and how your spinal cord is, how your skull sits on top of your spinal cord, and how you've got these, that everybody has to recognize, you've got these problems that are affiliated with the facet joints, and you've got discs that are in between the facet joints, and how those are getting slammed back and forth in a sudden movement. And Gary, we can talk later about if you happen to have your head turned.
Right. If you have it turned, we call it torque. Engineers call it torque. It's torque. It results in a worse force on your neck to the part of the neck that's turned. Some people are looking to the right when they get rear-ended. Maybe they're looking to the left. Maybe they're stopped. Maybe they're looking around. They're not doing anything wrong driving. They're not moving at the point in time, so they're stopped. And if you have torque on your anatomy, it can cause more severe debilitating injuries. Look, you can have neurological issues, neurological injuries. You can have microscopic bleeding. You can have radiculopathy, pain. And some of the symptoms Brad was talking about overlap with traumatic brain injury. But you need to know this. And that's why you don't take a quick settlement. And that's why you don't let the insurance company convince you. And that's why you don't let the insurance company win this war. You can win the war. We can help you. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we've been helping people for over 30 years, injured victims. We can help you with a meaningful, significant, free initial consultation, 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollack, Champions of the People. We'll be right back.